Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Are you a happy person naturally? Are you naturally an unhappy person? Can you change that? What if you're just stressed out by all of the things life has got going on and your kids are asking for things? You know, it can get very expensive and that can increase your worry. Well, is there ways to be happy without the cost of, you know, money doesn't buy happiness in all situations? My guest is Rosalind Wiseman. She's an internationally recognized expert on children's and teens, and we're talking about low-cost happiness. So, Rosalind, tell us a little bit about what, as a nation, we can do, or as parents, to be happy for ourselves when our kids and our spouses and everybody's always demanding things from us.
Sure. Well, you know, I think that this is easy when we're listening to a radio show to think, well, this is crazy. I'm not going to get crazy things for my children, and I can say no, and, you know, happiness doesn't buy us, you know, money doesn't buy us happiness, and our kids don't need these things. But in the moment when we're faced with it, we make decisions that are sometimes inconsistent with that. And I think that that's the most important thing to take away, is not to look at everybody else being crazy and materialistic or can't say no to their kids, but to really look at ourselves and say, okay, where am I getting pushed? Where am I getting triggered? Where do I feel like if I don't do this for my child, whatever it is, then I'm not, you know, doing, I'm feeling guilty about it. I'm feeling like, you know, my kid is somehow losing out, or I'm getting tricked by the most, you know, classic strategy that kids always use, which is everybody has one, Mom, and I have to have one. And sometimes we lose our heads. We literally lose our sanity, and we think, oh, that's a totally reasonable thing to say. And so therefore, I will go buy that for this, you know, for my kid.
Okay. Now, I am one of those mothers who absolutely does not do that. And mm-hmm. and I sometimes I feel bad about it, and sometimes I'm pretty proud of myself for it.
Sure, me too. When I can do that, I'm really proud. Absolutely.
I mean, does that make us meaner parents? Or, I mean, if we're straight with our kids and we say, no, I mean, I come straight out and I say, I can't afford that right now. Or, you know, it's bar mitzvah season around here and these kids are having these huge things and I'm not going to have that situation for my son.
Oh,
so
I can't. Yeah, sure.
Do you know what
sure.
I mean? So, but
absolutely.
I don't feel bad about it. I see little tears sometimes. So how do we make ourselves feel good about doing those things?
Well, I mean, first of all, I think that what's really important is that parents who get to a place where they are justifying and rationalizing, going over the top materialistically for something that's as important as a religious rite of passage have totally lost their sense, their common sense. And, you know, all parent, we sometimes have these moments where we lose common sense. And that's one of them. And this is a religious rite of passage that needs to be respected as such. And I think the thing that happens is that our kids might get upset in the moment, and they might get really, you know, they might complain about, like, you're so mean, you're so mean. But, I mean, honestly, they know the difference between when they say you're so mean, that's like one of those things that they say because they're just saying it, right? It's like, you're so mean. Like, it's like, uh-huh, right, of course I am. Okay. It's the kids know the difference between being mean, which is degrading or humiliating a child, and denying them the latest phone.
So they're manipulating us. They're manipulating us in that way.
Sure. And, you know, I wouldn't take it personally. Honestly, I mean, it's exhausting, right? I mean, our kids are relentless because they're so focused on wanting to get it, right? Relentless. They are so relentless. But, you know, I do not take it personally. When my kids are constantly coming up to me and saying, you know, I want this video game, I want that, I want this, that, you know, you don't take it personally. You say, this is what they're doing, right? This is, they are trying to get me to get so exhausted that I back down, and or they're trying to trick me into doing that. And they're not horrible kids. They're just people who are very focused on getting what they want. And so as a parent, I have to be very, very focused on not giving them the things that they don't need or they don't deserve. And so, for example, I have two boys that are 9 and 11, and they were relentless with me about changing from the Wii to an Xbox. I mean,
oh,
relentless.
I'm right there with you. Same thing happened to me.
I mean, just relentless. And so my husband and I did is we said, here's the deal. You have to save the money, you know, you collectively, two boys, have to save the money because we're not upgrading. That's what we do not upgrade. And if they want to upgrade, I'm having the same, not battle, actually. I'm having the same conversation with my son, which didn't last that very long. I gave him my old phone. It's the first time he's had a phone. And he's complaining because the screen's broken. And I said, well, if you're going to upgrade, you got to pay for it yourself. So the boys had to save their money, and they had to save a lot of money to go in and trade in their Wii for an Xbox. My husband and I are not going to participate in upgrading.
So we have to be firm. We have to teach our children the meaning of the money that it is that they're asking, because kids don't always understand that these things cost what they cost, and they don't get the meaning. So the first tip here is
for them to get the meaning, though. I have to say, like, my children have broken things. Even by accident, they have broken things, or they've done it where they have not been thoughtful about, you know, taking care of other people's property. And this actually goes back to happiness and sort of feeling connected to other people, because happiness is actually really about feeling connected to other people, feeling like you're doing something beyond yourself, that you're not just getting these things, actually. I mean, really, that's really the definition of happiness. So when my kids have done things, either deliberately or not deliberately, where they have destroyed something, and there's been actually a little bit of a list there, we've taken it out of their savings accounts. You know, that Christmas money and all of that, if they're going to break a window because they were doing, you know, and they know better than to, like, throw balls at people's windows, then they're going to take responsibility for that, and they're going to pay for the window to be fixed. And so, they're going to understand the connection they have to their neighbor.
So some of the tips that we've outlined today, first of all, being straight with your kids and making sure that you are secure in your own decision about this and sticking with it, being firm, teaching your kids the meaning of money. And do you try and teach them to appreciate the smaller things? Because that makes us all a little happier together as a family, doesn't it?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, we know this. We just get lost in it. Is that happiness is not about the new thing that we get, because then it's always the adrenaline rush of wanting to get the next new thing. Happiness is sitting down with your family at dinner and saying, what were the highs and what were the lows? That's what it is. It's a grounding. Happiness is being grounded, and it's feeling connected to each other. And that has nothing to do with having some latest gadget or capitulating to the latest thing that your kid thinks that they have to have.
Now, do you tell your children that money is tight? I mean, are we supposed to do that? Or does that add more strife and worry? And if, you know, they say you're only as happy as your most unhappy child.
Well, at any given time, right?
I mean, at any given time. My mother used to say that. So do we, you know, do we let them know? Because then don't they take on our worries?
Sure. I think there's a delicate balance there. I mean, I think with my children, as they've gotten older, I've given them more information about what the budget looks like and what, you know, their dad and I have to do to make ends meet, and how much, you know, I incrementally have given them information about that. They do get worried. I mean, I remember the first time I talked to them about it, there was this feeling of like, oh my gosh, mommy. And when the economy really tanked, they were asking me a lot of questions about, could we afford our house? Could we pay for it? You know, all this stuff. And I, you know, what I have said to them is, we're fine, but that doesn't mean that we can just go out and do whatever we want. And even if we had all the money in the world, we wouldn't be doing all of the things that we wanted, because that's just not the way we do things here. And so then what I do, and, you know, Christmas time is coming up and the holiday season is coming up, and I'm really a huge advocate of what we do in our family is, my kids have to come to me and to my husband, and they have to pick an organization that they want us to support as a family. And then we all tithe together as a family, and then from some of their own money. But they have to come to me, and, you know, community organizations always have these great booklets where you can look and see what the profiles are of the different
organizations. And that also teaches children the importance of helping others. 20 seconds, Rosalind, your best advice for feeling happier in this time.
It's not about buying things. It's about being connected to each other.
Well, it certainly is, and you have many books out there. You want to tell us about your latest book?
Oh, gosh. Right now, I'm just about finishing. I wrote a book called Queen Bees and Wannabes a while ago, and I'm finally writing the boys' book. So that will be out in a year, and it's called Masterminds and Wingmen.
Well, thank you so much, Rosalind Wiseman, and you're listening to Radio MD and the show Staying Well. This is Melanie Cole, and we'll be back.